Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Demai. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, the second and third Mishnayos. Mishnah Beis says, Harotza lachazom ale yarek, someone who wants to cut off the leaves of vegetables, lahakel mimaso, to lighten his burden, lo yashlich al shiaser, he may not throw them away until he takes meiser from the vegetables. Halokeach yarak min hashuk, someone who purchases vegetables from the shuk. Venimlach lahachazir, and he changes his mind and wants to return them. Lo yachazir ad shiaser, he may not return them until he takes meiser, until he takes tithes from them. She'enu mechuser ela minyan, because nothing is lacking except for counting, and we'll see what that means. Haya omed velokeach, if he's standing and purchasing, v'ra'a ta'an acher, and he sees another bundle, yafa mimenu, better than the one that he has, mutar lahachzir, then he's allowed to just exchange them, b'pnei shelo mashach, because he hasn't drawn them to himself. Let us look in the Bar Neuro. So someone who wants lachazom, which we said is to cut off the leaves, lekrosu lachatek ve'ein lo dome b'mishneh. That means to cut off, and there's not a comparable word in Mishnah, so it's sort of like a hapex legomenon. It's the only instance of the word in the text. Lahakum imaso, to lighten his burden, shlo yikabed olav, so it shouldn't be too heavy. Lo yashlich ad shiaser, he may not throw away these leaves until he takes tithes from the vegetables. Shema yimtza'im am ha'aretz v'yochel asam. Maybe an unlearned person will find them and eat them. So these leaves are edible, and a person who doesn't take tithes might eat them. Kishe'ena mitukanim, when they're not yet prepared, they haven't been fixed up and made suitable for eating. V'ninza nosin michshal, and you find then that it's an instance of putting a stumbling block in front of another person. So he shouldn't discard something that someone else could eat if it's not fit to be eaten because tithes haven't been taken. Halokeach yarak min hashuk, someone who's purchasing vegetables in the market. V'notel agudas yarak biyado, and he takes bundles of vegetables in his hands. Shomtan yadua kach v'kach agudas bepruta, and it's a known thing that each bundle costs certain amount. V'la'achar shenatlan nimlach aleihen l'hachziron l'mocher, and after he takes them, he changes his mind and wants to give them back to the seller. So that he can't do, lo yachazir ad shiyaser, he may not return them until he takes tithes. V'yitin lo domei hamaser, and he has to pay the value of the miser, shehu mafrish, that he separated the tithe. D'mechi agbehinhu nasu shelo, because from the time that he lifted them up, he made them his. V'nischayav aleihen lo asran, and he's obligated to take a tithe from them. Why are they his? She'eno me'ushar ela minyan. Here it says nothing is tithed except when it's counted. In our Mishnah it says nothing is missing except the counting. Klomar, kfar kana osam behagba. He acquired them when he lifted them up. V'lohaya mechusar ela limnosan. And nothing is lacking except counting them. Shekvar haya yadua kach v'kach agudas bepruta, because he already knows the price. So he knows it's, 50 cents for a bundle of carrots, and he's scooped up a bunch of carrots, I'll take these. You just gotta count how many bundles he has. But the acquiring, these are mine, and another buyer can't come and say, here, I'll take them. They're in his hands, they're mine now. He just has to pay for them. Haya omed velokeach, but if he's standing and just, taking, he's going through the wares. Velo not lambiado, velo higbiam. He hasn't taken them in his hands, and he hasn't raised them up. So he hasn't acquired them. He hasn't scooped them up. These are mine now. He's just going through and browsing. Toan acher, he sees another bundle. Motsei acher sheyirakos, another packet of vegetables. So these are being sold by the lot, and says, you know what, those are better than these. Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi peres bederach, someone who finds fruits on the road, v'natlam la'achlan, and he takes them in order to eat them. V'nimlach la'hatznia, and he changes his mind and decides to put them away. Lo yatznia ad shiaser, he may not put them away, he may not store them until he takes tithes from them. V'mitchila natalan b'shvil shelo yovdu, and if he originally took them so that they shouldn't be lost or destroyed, he didn't want them to be damaged, putter, then he doesn't have to take tithes. Kol davar she'ein adam rashoy l'machro damai, lo yishalach l'chavero demai. Anything that a person cannot eat because of demai, he may not send to his friend in the status of demai. Rabbi Yossi Matir Bevadai Ubevad Shiyodienu. Rabbi Yossi permits someone to send his friend food that definitely must be tithed, but only on the condition that he lets him know that that's the case. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Lo Yatsnia. He can't put these vegetables aside, ad shiya aser, until after he takes the tithes from them. The aser lehotzi miyado davar she'enu matukan. He can't let something not properly fixed up for eating out of his possession. So he's now responsible for it, he's got to fix it up, and as in the previous Mishnah, if he puts it aside without tithing it, then if someone does eat from it, that's his fault. Shlo Yovdu, if he originally took the fruits just so that they shouldn't be lost, they shouldn't be destroyed. Velonis Kavin Lazakus Behen, but he never intended to take possession of them. He's not claiming them for his own, he's just trying to prevent a loss. She'en Adam Rashai Limachro Demai, someone cannot sell Demai. Kigon Bemita Daka, we're talking about in a small measure, Damrinin Beparkinan de la El, as we said in the previous chapter. So lo yashlich she'ein adam rishoy lemachro demai. So you're not allowed to give to your friend something that you couldn't sell in demai. Bidaka. We're talking about the small measure. Aval sholeach lo begasa, but he could send him a large quantity. Kivan shirishoy lemachro begasa, since it would be permitted to sell it in a large quantity. However, you may recall from that Mishnah of the previous chapter that the Bartonuro understands the Mishnah the exact opposite of our text and the exact opposite of the way the Rambam has it. So one way is saying certain things are sold in a small measure, those may not be given or sold as demai. Certain things are sold in the large measure, those things may be given or sold as demai. The other way is that large measures may be given or sold as demai, and small measures may not be given or sold as demai, regardless of the produce. So the latter is the understanding of the Bartonuro, but the former is the way we have it in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi permits, l'shloach l'chaveru vadai, afilu bedaka, to give your friend something that definitely needs tithes taken, even in a small quantity, ubilvad shiyodienu, on the condition that he lets him know that tithes need to be taken. Umoda Rabbi Yossi b'demai, sha'asa b'daka. But Rabbi Yossi would agree, in the case of doubtful produce, that you cannot send it in a small quantity. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, so don't give your friend demai. Also, don't give your friend vadai, which is produce that definitely needs tithes to be taken. That is the end of Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Join us tomorrow, when we will continue with Mishnayos Dalet and Hey.